Closing arguments are scheduled to begin at 10 this morning in the trial of Officer Cesar Goodson. Goodson is the third of six officers to stand trial in relation to the death of Freddie Gray last year. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has the latest.
Officer William Porter's trial ended in a hung jury last December. Officer Edward Nero was acquitted by Circuit Judge Barry Williams last month. And legal experts have said the state's case against Officer Goodson, whose charges include second-degree depraved heart murder and involuntary manslaughter, seems weak.
It's my belief that the state decided to prosecute and then went back and looked at the evidence to try to build a case against these individuals that they decided to prosecute, as opposed to looking at the evidence and following the evidence wherever it led them.
Defense attorney Warren Brown, who has been observing the proceedings, says convicting Goodson is critical for the state's case against the officers.
This case, the Goodson case, is sort of the Waterloo or the Gettysburg for the state's attorney.
Brown and other legal analysts have said Goodson is the state's best shot in getting a conviction. He was the van driver, after all. He had ultimate custody over Gray from the moment he picked him up in the 1700 block of Presbury Street to when the van returned to the Western District Station. But the state's case has been marred. Prosecution witnesses told Judge Williams they saw no characteristics of a rough ride on closed-circuit video footage contradicting the state's theory. Former city prosecutor Warren Alperstein says it's never good when state witnesses are great defense witnesses.
In other words, the points that a defense attorney scores on cross-examination become so powerful, so persuasive, that they become the end-all of end-all points that the defense scores. And it leaves, you know, the state in a really tough bind.
And defense witnesses, including one of the lead detectives in the investigation, said Assistant State Medical Examiner Carol Allen raised the possibility that Gray's death was accidental. Allen had testified for the state the word accident never crossed her lips other than to say this was no accident. University of Baltimore Law School professor David Jaros says that will undermine Allen's credibility if Judge Williams believes the testimony.
The medical examiner's testimony played an important role in establishing the timing for the prosecutor. So if she's less credible, that's a problem.
And the state's problems go beyond the evidence. Danielle Taylor, the detective who testified about Allen's suspicion of an accident, also said she and her superior stopped talking to prosecutors after Chief Deputy State's Attorney Michael Schatzo accused her of sabotaging the state's case, meaning prosecutors and the police were seemingly working in separate corners. Warren Brown called that blind indifference.
I think the state decided that they did not want to hear from the police and their investigation, Detective Taylor, who was the head of that investigation, if it was inconsistent with their decision that had been made ahead of time to prosecute. And that's where the rub came in.
That rub was Taylor and prosecutors questioning each other's integrity in open court last Thursday. Alperstein says the exchange was astonishing to watch, considering the high stakes involved with the case.
From the inception of this case, I think it was probably understood that everybody involved in the investigation, whether it's police or prosecutors or both, has to do everything they can to make sure they cross every T and dot every I.
And now the trial comes down to who Judge Williams will believe more, the medical examiner and co-defendant who testified on behalf of the state or their counterparts for the defense. I'm Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WYPR.